Amazing Grace Church London. Discipling you to become everything God called you to be. Deliverance, healing, discipleship. For all info, visit PastorVincent.com.
Please come with me to the book of John, chapter 8. We're continuing this study that we have started on the abundant life, on life more abundant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read with you from the book of John, chapter 8. And we're going to read verse 31 to 44. I'll read quickly from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, that you use me right now to deliver this word that you have placed the entire week in my heart, that you made me meditate on, that you spoke in my life about, and that, Lord God, I pray that right now every flesh die, every distraction stops. I pray, Lord God, that we can focus right now on the word of God, and I pray that you will cause signs and wonders to follow this word, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, to confirm that it is indeed your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We read, please, can we have a little bit quiet? Please, don't make too much noise. Hallelujah. We go, this is a very important word. I don't want the devil to steal it from you. John chapter 8, verse 31 to 44. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then they answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, or the slave of sin. And the servant abides in the house, not in the house forever, but the son abides forever." Praise the Lord. "If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father." This is the words of Jesus. They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said unto him, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." But Jesus replied immediately back to them, and he said, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." Do you see what he said? He said, "You cannot hear my word." That's why I want you to focus right now and hear the word of God that he has for you this morning. Because you might think that you're here by coincidence, but you're not. Because God knows that you were supposed to be here this morning. And there is a word that is a seed, and it goes forth into your heart, falling on good ground and bringing forth an abundance of harvest. Hallelujah. He said unto them, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ha! Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. We finish with verse 51. And it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now you begin to understand that how important it is to hear what Jesus says, because Jesus is now saying something amazing. He is saying that if you keep my saying, that means the words, the voice, and the words that he gave unto you, if you keep that, then you will never see death. Praise the Lord. Here ends the reading of the Word of God. Now, Jesus said in verse 31 and 32, the first two that we read, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What will make you free? The truth. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, his word is brought forth by his voice. Help me, Jesus. So if you continue hearing his voice, ye are my disciples indeed, and you shall hear the truth, and the truth shall make you free. For this is the Lord that cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. If Jesus cried about one thing in the scriptures, it is about hearing his word, hearing his voice. And he cried and he said, if you have ears to hear, let him hear. Now the title of this sermon this morning is Choose the Right Voice. I'll repeat that for you. Choose the right voice. For there are many voices, but there is only one voice that is right. And that voice brings forth the word of God. In fact, there are only two sources. There are only two voices that are the source of every other voice. I want you to hear this morning. There are only two voices. One voice is of this world. Another voice is not of this world. One voice produces and brings forth words that are spirit and that are life. The other voice brings forth and produces words that intend to steal, to kill, and to destroy. One voice is from Satan and comes either through himself or through his many evil spirits, demons, or through anybody he can speak through. The other voice is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said in John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Can you begin to imagine how important it is to hear the voice of Jesus and not any other voice? Because that voice produces words that are indeed spirit and that are life. Praise God. So Satan, being the other voice, being the source of every other voice, one of his many evil spirits is the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit and has a voice. Many of you can testify that. Condemnation is a spirit and it has a voice. Are you following this? Shout amen.
Amen.
Now we read further in John 8. We stopped at verse 51. And verse 51 were the words of Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Imagine never seeing death. That means that when you hear those words and you keep those sayings, that when time comes, you will not see death, you will not taste death, you will not see the grave, but you'll simply transfer from earth to heaven without any interference. But remember that the Lord said, I record unto you this day, and heaven and earth shall testify. Choose life. Choose blessing. Now you chose life. Shout amen if you chose life. Life. You chose blessing. Now therefore you chose to hear the voice of the Lord and rebuke and deny every other voice. Whether it is a spirit speaking to you, whether it is a person being used and Satan speaking through that person, or whether Satan himself was to speak to you. You deny every other voice. You choose to hear the voice of the Lord. And if you do that and rebuke all other voices, you will never see death indeed. But you will furthermore never see death in anything to do with you. Hallelujah. This is how important it is. You're not getting it yet, but when you get it, you must promise me that you'll shout aloud, amen. Because Jesus doesn't want you to just move from earth to heaven. He doesn't just want you to never see the grave. He wants you to never see death in anything about your life. Because of the power that is in His words. And if you keep the sayings, you will never see death in your gifting. You will never see death in your marriage. You will never see death in your career. You will never see death in your finances. You will never see death in your strength. You will never see death in your faith. Hallelujah. You will just not see death in any aspect of your life. Hallelujah. That is life, and life more abundantly. Praise God, somebody. If He came to bring life, and He came to bring it more abundantly, then you ought never to see death in anything to do with your life. Hallelujah. Now, this is what most people struggle with. It is very important to understand that every thought is the result of hearing a voice. There is no thought in here that is not the result of hearing a voice. I'm going to go further than that. Every thought is the resounding of a voice in your mind. Because you might sit there and you might have all these thoughts, but nobody actually spoke to you, but that's where you're wrong. And that's where you need this understanding. Praise God. So I'm going to say that again. Every thought is the result of hearing a voice. Every thought is the resounding in your mind of a voice. Don't just think it's a thought. I'm going to explain it in a different way. Every thought ultimately is a voice. It's up to you whether you're going to kill that voice or whether you allow that voice. You must understand this in order to experience life and life more abundantly. In order to defeat the enemy that comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You got to begin to understand. Somebody shout amen. You got to begin to understand that the enemy of your soul is Satan. And Satan is a supernatural being. He is a spirit. He's not a man. He's supernatural. He's not natural. He's been for at least 6,000 years roaming this planet. And he was before that. You must understand that there is a supernatural fight going on. And that you have a supernatural enemy. Now, Satan can speak through people. The scriptural proof is where the Lord Jesus Christ looked at Peter and rebuked Satan. You all remember that very well. We spoke about that last week. The scriptural proof reference is Matthew 16 verse 23. But here is the problem. Satan and evil spirits have the supernatural ability to speak directly to your mind. Can you begin to understand where the thought thing comes in now? If Satan and his demon spirits can speak directly to your mind, being not natural, but being supernatural and having that ability, then it can create a thought or what you perceive to be a thought. But it is the voice of an evil spirit, the source being Satan, that you are listening to, but it is directly communicated to your mind. Are you hearing this? If you don't understand it, don't shout amen. If you do understand it, shout amen. Amen. So now that we understand that every thought, yes, even the thought that is in here is the result of a voice, either the source of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, or the source being Satan, which has only one purpose, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Life, that's what he wants to destroy. Blessing, that's what he wants to destroy. Everything that you chose, he wants to steal it, to kill it, and to destroy it. Don't let him. Hallelujah. So that's why I said, there is a voice behind every thought. Now, this is what the Lord says. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Amen. So the thoughts that the Lord has towards you are thoughts of peace and not of evil. You could even interpret that because evil is taken, the root word, devil. So every other word, voice, thought comes from the devil. His thoughts are good thoughts, are thoughts of peace. Amen. Now, in order to live that life more abundantly, in order to be able to be a blessing to this world that does not hear the voice of Jesus Christ, in order to be a voice into this world for Jesus Christ with so much life on the inside of you that it is indeed more abundantly that life begins to flow out of you and that you can give life to somebody else. How would you like that? Amen. Hallelujah. Now Jesus instructs you in the New Testament because of this war and the thoughts. Now, what is Jesus instructing you in 2 Corinthians 10:5? I'm recording this. Cast down imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Knowledge of God comes from the Word of God. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you got to cast it down. Now here it comes. bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Are you hearing this? In order for you to progress, in order for you to live the life that Jesus Christ ordained for you to live, hallelujah, you have to begin to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I sometimes illustrate it to people as grabbing every thought by its throat and commanding it to bow down to Jesus. And if the thought still remains, then it is probably a thought of God, a thought of peace and not of evil. But if not, you cast it out. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Remember, the title is Hearing the Right Voice. Knowing that there is only two voices. Choose the right voice. You chose the blessing. You remember you chose life. You remember you chose blessings. I want you to remember in the name of Jesus, as the Holy Ghost gives me utterance, for I don't speak of myself in enticing words of man's wisdom, but I speak in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I wish somebody was to hear this word. Praise the Lord. Every thought, bring it into the captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus. If it is not a thought of peace, you are to cast it down. Don't accept it, deny it, rebuke it, please, in Jesus' name. We're going to see and go back to the text in a minute, and you will see Jesus Christ your Lord, Jesus Christ your Savior, Jesus Christ the Rose of Sharon, Jesus Christ the Lily of the Valley. You'll see Him do exactly that. The psalmist said, the voice of the Lord is powerful and full of majesty. Wow! That's the voice that we want to hear. That's why we have ears to hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. The voice that is full of power and full of majesty. Amen. The voice of the Lord brings life to death. The voice of the Lord brings joy to where there is sadness. The voice of the Lord brings rejoicing to where there is sorrow. The voice of the Lord is powerful and full of majesty. The voice of the Lord brings power to where there is weakness. It brings prosperity to where there is poverty. The voice of the Lord brings health to where there is infirmity. Praise God for His voice. Come on, give Him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your voice. Thank you for giving us ears to hear. Hallelujah, your voice. If you have ears to hear, let Him hear the voice of the Lord your God. And more importantly, only His voice. Hey, deny, rebuke, cast down every other voice. Every other thought that is the result of a voice. In Jesus' name. Now, this is what Jesus did in the chapter we just read. Remember, we started with that He is the truth, the way, and the life. And He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He is a creative God. He makes things. He creates freedom. That's why it says make and not set. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what is Jesus now doing in John chapter 8? Because even when Jesus, God Himself in the flesh, dwelt among men, before He became the Lamb sacrificed for the sin of the world, before he bled and died at Calvary's cross for the sin of mankind, before he gave up the ghost and rose the third day to triumphantly prove that he indeed is the Son of God, like the centurion cried down when Jesus gave up the ghost and said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." Hallelujah. That Jesus, praise God, who rose on the third day to be our Lord forevermore, to give everybody this opportunity, this chance of life everlasting. By grace we are saved through faith. That not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Look what happened to this Jesus when he walked down. He had many voices coming against him. We just pick it up from 38. He said, he's going into an argument. That's when I was reading it. I was bringing out the anger in which Jesus rebuked and spoke to his enemies. Remember, he said, "You're not that what you say you are. You seek to kill me. You don't say who you are." See, Jesus was identifying the voice. He knew that voice was a voice that was against him. That was an antichrist voice. That was an anti-Jesus voice. That was an anti-salvation voice. That was an anti-truth voice. And he calls them, "You are of your father the devil." The people that voiced the wrong things to Jesus, he says, "Ye are of your father the devil. And you're a liar." See, this is what Jesus wants us to learn from. And he wants us to identify the thoughts that are not of him, the voices that are not of him, and rebuke them the same way that Jesus rebuked them right there in John chapter 8. Amen. Amen, somebody. He calls them liars. He calls the voices lying voices. Look at what he says. "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. He wants you to know this morning that there have been some voices that have come in your ears, or that have come in your mind, that were exactly of the father of all lies. His name is Satan. Time to stand up against the voices that are trying to steal, that are trying to kill, and are trying to destroy everything that Jesus gave you and that he has ordained for you. Hallelujah. Are you hearing this? Are you learning something? Are you going to move on better? Hallelujah. From today, you will rebuke every voice that is not the voice of the Lord, that has not the source of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every thought that is not of the Lord, you rebuke it with boldness. You got to tell these lying spirits. You got to tell these evil spirits. You got to tell, even when people come to you and speak to you. If you might get into a hospital, and God forbid, you, not maybe somebody else, then somebody might end up in an hospital, on an hospital bed. A doctor who doesn't know the person from Adam just says to the person, "Right, I've just done some checks, but I believe, and I'm telling you that you're going to die within so many months." God forbid. You ought to rebuke that straight away in the name of Jesus. Say, "I rebuke that voice in Jesus' name. I shall live and declare the works of God. By his stripes I am healed. I deny that lie. I will not accept that lie. It will not go in my mind. I cast it down and I rebuke it in Jesus' name." I wish I had a witness. Amen. You're all frighteningly quiet tonight. This morning,
call it for what it is. The Apostle Peter. I pray you're going to get this. The Apostle Peter. Peter. Kepha. Upon this Kepha I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, in Jesus' name. Kepha. Kepha, Peter. Jesus looked at Peter and said, Satan, get thee behind me. Blessed Peter. Good Apostle Peter. No, Jesus wants you to begin to address things for what they are. You got to stand up in this hour, in Jesus' name. For there are too many voices that have the source of Satan, that are trying to destroy you, that are trying to rob every blessing that Jesus Christ already gave you. Forget not all his benefits. The psalmist said it. Jesus conquered all. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He conquered everything, and all the benefits belong to you. Every benefit of the kingdom of God that Jesus Christ came to restore, that Jesus Christ came to freely give to those that repent and humble themselves. Don't let Satan, your enemy, take it away by giving in to the voices. Depression. How many people suffer from spiritual depression? There is clinical depression. There is spiritual depression. 80% of people suffer from spiritual depression. Spiritual depressive people have allowed the voice to become a thought too long. Kept on listening and giving in to that voice resounding in their mind. And the voice and the thought became a feeling. They became one with the voice, with the thought. They consumed it, totally believed it. Don't let it happen to you in the name of Jesus. Stand up for what is yours and rebuke openly. For if Satan can speak through Kepha, Peter the apostle, then he can speak through a lot of people. He can speak through church folk. He can speak through leaders. He can speak through anybody that has a little door open. He can just quickly in and drop a word. Deny it in Jesus' name. Let's read verse 51 together and we close. For this is the promise, and that is what we close with. Amen. Let's read it out loud if you have a King James version, otherwise not. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. You will never see death. Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout if you really don't want to see death. You will never see death.
Amen.
Come on, shout amen.
Amen.